Okay, morning all. Welcome to the Audit and Risk Improvement Committee meeting. Sorry for the delay. We'll meeting commence opening at 9:44. Announcement of visitors. Neil. Financial interest disclosures. Neil. Record of attendance. Record of attendance, I got it right. Apologies.
Councillor Harris.
Councillor Harris. We've moved it in a seconder. Received the apology. Councillor Cotterill and Councillor Nardone, thank you. All in favour? Yep. Against? In favour? Thank you. Thank you. Leave of absence, Neil. 2.4, application for leave of absence. Neil, confirmation of minutes of the previous meeting. Three, that the minutes of the Audit and Risk and Improvement Committee meeting held on the 12th of December 2025 be confirmed as a true and accurate record. Got a mover and a seconder on that. Councillor Norrie, thank you. He's awake. Seconder, Councillor Nardone. Thank you. Those in favour? That's everyone, thank you. Reports, 4.1, Chief Executive Officer Report. 4.1A, Leonora Early Learning Centre Audit. CEO Tom Mattson.
Oh,
No, we'll go back, yes.
The Manager of Community Services.
Manager of Community Services, Alex Baxter. Thanks, Alex.
We had a request from the Federal Education Department to conduct an audit of our childcare subsidy provider from them. We compiled the paperwork, sent that through to them, and they've come back with three recommendations as a result of that audit. All three have been actioned. Two of them were in regards to not informing them over our change of fees at our council meeting at the end of last year, as well as a phone number change. The other one was in regard to one of the non-operational staff had a working with children check that expired that didn't get renewed, but has now been renewed.
Okay. Questions? Anybody? All right. Thank you, Alex. All straightforward. Thank you. Recommendation there that the Audit and Risk Improvement Committee accept the Department of Education's audit report dated 26th of February 2026 in relation to the Leonora Early Learning Centre. Notes that the matters identified within the report and acknowledgements of that required actions have been completed by the Shire to address the issues raised. Mover, please. Councillor Nardone, thank you. Seconder. Councillor Norrie, thank you. Those in favour? That's everyone. Thank you. Thank you, Alex. Moving right along to the second item, which is 4.1B, March 2026 quarterly risk update. CEO Tom Mattson.
Thank you. This update, we have gone through and reviewed our risk status again as we do each quarter. There are a couple where the risk has actually been reduced into a low risk, and the recommendation there is that they can be removed from this register. They'll still obviously be maintained as a monitoring from the Shire. The main aspect and the main focus in regards to administration into addressing some of the high risks is definitely around the ICT or Information Community Communication Technology aspects of the Shire. To that end, we've just gone out for tender, and it's closed a couple of days ago to re-look at who undertakes our ICT or IT services, and that'll go up to council next month. We actually had about 10 responses to that, so we've got some really good quality responses back to that. That'll address a lot of the risks that we have. We need to update and modernize a lot of our equipment that we've got, and that was identified through the catalytic report, which was undertaken last year. That will also further reduce a lot of the risks that have been identified by the auditor and also through our Reg 17 and Reg 5 audits as well. As probably most of it, a little bit of modernisation in regards to some of the terminology has occurred. We no longer have any extreme risks, which is great, and there's just a couple high residual, as I mentioned, around that risk, and largely because of the consequence of that risk coming to fruition is extreme or high, which lifts up the risk rating. Happy to take any questions.
Thank you. Questions, councillors? I've just got one question. My eyes aren't the best and I'm struggling to read it. So. Can we please have it enlarged a little bit more?
Mr. President. We did try and put it off under A3, but I'll make sure it goes up to maybe an A0 going forward.
Thank you. Councillors, committee, any questions in regards to the audit and this? Thank you.
There was some discussion at the previous meeting, or perhaps one before, about the employment of a risk coordinator. Not sure of the title. Outside entity requirement. How's that progressing?
Thanks, Tyler.
Yes, thank you, Councillor Fritz-Santis. You're referring to the independent chair of the Audit Risk and Improvement Committee. So this committee, we have engaged, as per Council's resolution, engaged Michelle. I do not recall her surname off the top of my head. She has been engaged. We've gone through that onboarding process and she'll be chairing the next meeting. We just didn't get it to this meeting. Part of that is also understanding that there's a few other councils, I think, that will also be engaging through Michelle, and I do apologise that I don't know her surname, that will have some impacts around that. So, but no, definitely for the next meeting, for the next quarter.
Thank you.
Any further questions, councillors? If not, the recommendation there that the Audit Risk and Improvement Committee to note the March 2026 review of the Shire Leonora Corporate Risk Register and supports the continued refinement and ongoing monitoring of the risk register, including the future removal of risks assessed as low and adequately managed through routine controls. Have a mover, please. Councillor Norrie, thank you. Seconder. Councillor Nardone, thank you. Those in favour? That's everyone. Thank you. Thanks, Ty. Okay, 4.1C, which is related party transactions and disclosures. CEO Ty Matson.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is just a standing agenda item we take up to every meeting. It just acknowledges that Council wishes to have a more stringent approach to related party transactions as to what's legislated. And this just minutes and ensures Council's continued adherence to that.
Very good. Any questions, councillors? Thank you. There are no questions. The recommendation of the Audit Risk Improvement Committee note the approach taken and the systems established by management with regards to addressing the requirements of AASB 124 related party disclosures. Mover and a seconder, please. Councillor Norrie, thank you. Seconder. Councillor Taylor, thank you. Those in favour, thank you. That's everyone. Okay, 5, which is next meeting, which is set down for the Tuesday, 16th of June. And we will, no further business, we will close the meeting at 9:53. Thank you.